Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, dog. You do realize that this could be the year that you change your life if you just lock in? All 365 days ago, day in and day out towards your goals with no distractions. We ain't hearing the excuses no more. Your future is tired of that. Lock in and change your life. Like your life depends on it. Because it do.
It's time to get back to work. Stop hearing yourself talk. Get off the podcast. Don't be on social media too much. Cut out all the noise. Get back to the mental lab.
I always felt like I could do anything. That's the main thing people are controlled by. Their perception of themselves. They're slowed down by their perception of themselves. If you're taught you can't do anything, you won't do anything. I was taught I could do everything.
Focus on you until the focus is on you, bro. I know that, you know, we want the focus to be on us today, but if we put the focus on ourselves, like me, putting the focus on me, giving myself everything I need to be successful, giving myself everything I need to be competitive, giving myself everything I need to be the catch, to be the prize, that's what I'm gonna do. When you focus on doing that, fellas, and you don't pay no mind to nothing else outside of your control, you don't pay attention to them paying attention to you, when you stop doing that, I promise you, that's when the focus and the attention is going to be paid on you, bro. I promise you.
Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of a sacrifice to some blood.
I think a hopeful message that anyone can think about who's in that hard period or in that start period is that it won't get harder. Like, this is the hardest part.
Well, let me tell you something. Don't be afraid of failing, because there's nothing wrong with failing. You have to fail in order to climb that ladder. There's no one that doesn't fail.
Don't complain. Don't murmur. Don't talk negative.
And it takes being fucking obsessed to where people think you're crazy. It's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say. You got to be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do. It's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of fucking energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great. And then you help other people become better from you being the best in the world.
Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up. Just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse. It becomes a reason. It becomes a rationale for not proceeding down that path.
I am not phenomenally skilled, but phenomenally will. I will not give up. I will not surrender. I will not quit. And your problem is you're giving up too easy. I need effort from you. When you walk out of this door, I need you to match whatever effort the enemy is putting up. Whoever your enemy is, match the doggone effort.
Average people use their time to whine and complain. Average people say it's their boss' fault. It's their mother's fault. It's their average people. I used to be average. I used to say, when is my daddy coming to get me? When is my biological father going to come in my life? And while I would talk like that, I end up getting kicked out of school. And while I talk like that, I end up being homeless. And while I talk like that, I was broke. And then one day I woke up and said, Eric, nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's coming to get you. But you can go to the library and get yourself.
It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts in 2 days. It's hard to throw, catch, block, and tackle, and hit kids when they're way bigger and way more developed than you, only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for the chance to try again. Life is hard.
And so if you can just make it through this, everything else is downhill. It's not that the things that you're, the dragons are going to slay aren't going to get bigger. They are.
Stay focused. Don't listen to nobody. Don't listen to nobody, human. What's on your mind, just do it. Because what's destined for you, you're going to get it.
Hard work looks horrible. It's not motivating. It's not motivating at all. It ain't like Rocky round 14 where he gets knocked down and he does a diss to Apollo Creed. It looks like a man being stuck in a fucking dungeon. And there's no fucking way out. But you have the fucking key. There's no fucking passion. There's no fucking motivation. There's no, oh my God, man, I fucking, this is, no. It's every day of your life just doing. No passion. No discipline, no motivation. All these words, I hate people. I hate that so many people use these words now because it's watered. It's someone sitting in a room by themselves and they figure themselves out and say, God, this is going to fucking suck.
I fight against that. You know, it's the big challenge. It's when you're not willing to do something, but you have to do it.
Some of you are not successful because every single time you run up against a trial, every time you run up against a tribulation, you stop and you cut off beast mode. And what I'm here to tell you is, if you tell that thing, I'm here just like you here, and I promise you, I ain't leaving without the degree. I ain't leaving without, I will not leave without that goal. I will not leave without that dream. I will not leave this university until I'm successful. I will not leave this job. I will not leave this client. I will not leave this opportunity.
And I sat there for too many years. And I got involved with people like that. I had relationships with people like that. And what happens is that becomes who you are. It took too long to come out of the dungeon, almost too long to where there would have never been a David Goggins. There is a time limit on everything, my friend. Everything has an expiration date. There is no tomorrow. Some of us get granted a tomorrow, but there really is not one. I was lucky, and you never want to bring luck into your fucking life.
Been anything along your journey that you've kind of regretted, and then how do you deal with regret?
I mean, individual choices and mistakes, yeah, but ultimately you learn from those.
No matter who you are, there are bumps and hits and bruises along the way. And my advice is to prepare yourself. Because football lessons teach us that success and achievement come from overcoming adversity, and that team accomplishment far exceeds anyone's individual goals.
Where's passion when you're 300 pounds? Where's the motivation when you can't read and write? Where is it? So how did this happen? I just fucking did. I just did. I said, maybe at the end of this journey, there'll be something there for me. If not, I can read. If not, I'm 185 fucking pounds. There was no magic potion. There's no, oh, let me wake up and look at some shit. No. All those words are overused. They're bullshit. It's all bullshit. Just do. You're living. How do you want to live? How do you want to die? How do you want to fucking be remembered? That's it. That's it. Period.
It's possible for you to live your dream. It's necessary that you associate with winners,
that you work your system, that you are relentless, that you never give up. It's you. You've got to take personal responsibility. You've got to make it your personal business to make it happen. And you've got to resolve within yourself that I can do this, that it's hard. But you've got to say, I'm the one. I'm the one to make this happen. I'm the one to become successful in this business. As you work to help other people to become successful, that feeds your success. But you know it's going to be hard, but find out what will make it worth it for you.
This is the main point. This is why I say our mind, it's a box of surprises, and you have to challenge yourself to be consistent. I repeat, sometimes it's hard. It's what many people say, you like to go to the gym every day. Of course not. It's not true. Nobody likes to go to the gym every day.
Maybe it was your time to lose. Lose? I don't lose. I win. I win. I'm a lawyer. That's my job. That's what I do.
So I attracted a lot of fucking losers. And when you are in that mode of life and you're not around people getting up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning grinding, saying, come on, motherfucker, let's go. I'm not talking about the gym.
I want to see them keep up. Keep up. Let's go. Come on. You're supposed to be the man. I know you can be the man for a month. Keep up. We doing this 365. We doing it 365. Keep up. We doing it three. The next mixtape or next album come out. Come on. Where your albums at? I see people trying to do what CJ doing. I ain't seen nobody's blow up yet. Come on. We got another one coming. Come on. We got that dog. The dog came from what I went through. That the dog didn't come from school. The dog didn't come from getting a PhD. The dog didn't come from getting these big checks. That's not where the dog came from. The dog came, so our children are watching all this success and we wonder why the millennial generation, nobody ever told them to dream. Nobody ever told them that DNA is in their dream. We told them that their DNA is in their money.
In life, dreams do come true. Anything you want can happen and become a reality.
Neat. Driven human beings are going to always feel like they're behind. They're going to always feel like they're not doing good enough. They're going to always feel like they're not far enough. They're all going to always feel like you're losing. Look, winning, this is how it feels. 90% of the time, you're going to feel like you're getting your balls kicked in. All right? 8% of the time, you're going to be confused and you're frustrated. 2% of the time, you actually win. And those moments come and go, and then you're back in the 90%. And that's the reality of a winner's life. People don't understand it. They think it's all about cruising around in a cool car.
It teaches you to get your shit together.
Well, you have such a good ability to learn from those things. Some people, I think, kind of repeat, you know, it's just like it gets repetitive for some people.
That's dangerous. Yeah, it's dangerous to dwell on past mistakes because people sort of define themselves by the worst moments that they've ever had.
Where you going after you write all your stuff down? Where you going to sleep? Where you going when you write it down? To go party? Where you going when you write it down? To go get you something to eat? Where you going? To get on the telephone? Where you going? To get the controller? Where are you going when you write it down? There's a window of opportunity in America, and don't let nobody fool you. I don't care where you come from. I don't care what your background is. Don't let nobody fool you. If you're willing to grind on Monday, if you're willing to grind on Tuesday, they can't stop.
Oh, you have to know within yourself that I can do this. Even if no one else sees it for me, I must see it for myself. That's necessary. It's also, ladies and gentlemen, necessary that you be creative when you're working on your ideas, that you understand the importance of changing up, of readjusting your strategies. Many times we can have a great idea, but if you're not advancing it in the right way and things don't happen, you become discouraged and think the idea doesn't work. No, that's not true.
And the problem with some of you, you've been told you was number one. The problem with some of you, you've been told that you're the best, and now you're shining in it. Now you shining in it. Now you looking in the mirror like I'm number one. And let me tell you something. I don't know if I'm number one or not, and I won't know. I won't go look at that list. Why? Because I'm too busy grinding. And some of you should be busy practicing, and you staring at yourself in the mirror. We're not going to wait. We're going to do work.
I don't drink. I don't have a social life. I don't go to parties. I don't go get DUIs at club. I train, I sleep, I train, I ride motorcycles and shoot guns. Like, I'm a pretty simple guy.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I don't give a shit what anybody says or what anybody thinks. I have this mindset. I know exactly who the fuck I am. I have my circle of people that I hang around with who know me and know what I'm about and whatever. And anybody else who doesn't like it or doesn't want it, nah.
So like, no. Because like, even the regrets, the bad things or the stupid things, you learn not to do bad things or stupid things. You know, those, all those things are beneficial in some way if you can get through them. You know, if you like did something that resulted in someone's death or something horrible like that, yeah, it'd be a terrible regret. But I've been very fortunate that that hasn't happened. But the dumb shit that I've done or the bad mistakes that I've made, they've taught me. You know, you learn. Like, that's why failure is so important. Like, failing and fucking up and making mistakes, it's very important. That's how you learn. That's how the bad feeling that you get from something that you shouldn't have done or wish you didn't do or wish you did better. Like, especially failing at something where you half-assed it and you just feel like a fucking loser. Like, that just teaches you.
But in the beginning, it's just you with a stick against a bear. And arguably, that fight is a harder fight to win than beating a dragon when you have a nuclear bomb and six nations behind you. And so it's not even like the size of the hardship, it's just also the resources and how few of them you have, and how so much of the beginning is literally burning the one thing you have, which is time. Because you have no leverage. You don't have the money to pay other people to help you. You don't have the resources to go, like, get someone no one can learn it for you. It's like there's a lot of the things that we care about a lot. Like, no one can work out for you. Doesn't matter how much money you have. No one can learn skills for you.
Right? And it's like, because everybody has dreams. And as much as you want to be able to listen a little bit, because somebody's going to give you a gem, but nobody knows but you. You can't get advice on what you should do with your life.
I want you to live the life you were meant to live. You hear me? Not the life that was given to you. I'm a high school dropout because that's the life my daddy gave me. But I've been married almost 28 years and two kids by the same woman, which is not my experience. I got brothers and sisters. None of us had the same parents. Because I made up in my mind, that's the life y'all gave me. Yeah. I'm not taking that no more. I don't want to be on crack. I've never drank, I never smoked, and I'm not against it. I just didn't do it because my family was doing it and they wasn't winning doing it. Uncle died of cirrhosis of the liver. I'm like, bro, I'm not going out like that. Uncle's in prison. I wasn't meant to be in prison.
That was the biggest thing. I had to stop caring what people thought about me. I realized that everybody's... That's the one thing I realized. I walked around and I put these people on a fucking pedestal. Everybody was better than me. So I can't tell you anything about me because you're going to judge me and I'm going to feel even worse than what I am. What I realized, once I calmed my mind down and sat back and looked at how jacked up this world is, once you realize that you are not alone, everybody that's talking to you about how jacked up you are, only thing they've done better than you is they've hidden their fucking world better than you have. That's all they've done. So I know why you go on it. I know why you, because you just have the time. You have the time because you don't want to put that time into bettering oneself.
If you don't commit to it, it's not going to come into fruition. It's not just going to happen overnight. It's not just going to fall in your fucking lap. I don't know what the fuck you niggas thinking. It's, you got to commit.
With being average, are you not disgusted with being like everybody else? Being mediocre, being average, being mundane? Now, if you want to live an ordinary life, walk around, do your 9-to-5, watch some Netflix or some Hulu at night, just chill, then that's fine. But if you want to be an extraordinary individual and you want to live an extraordinary life, you have to be able to. First, you have to be disgusted with your current situation. And once you're disgusted with your current situation, you must commit to changing.
Fucking bet against me. Bet against me. Tell me it's not going to happen. Tell me it's going to fail. I love it. I love every minute of it.
I have never met anybody who became incredibly successful in any area of their life until they had suffered and sweated and sacrificed and kept their focus and fought through tears and trials and tests. And if you have a dream and you commit to it, it will come to pass.
You will discover some things about yourself that you don't know right now. What you will realize is that you have greatness within you. What you'll realize is that you're more powerful than you can ever begin to imagine. What you will realize is that you are greater than your circumstances.
If you really, like, I say this all the time, you really put your head down and you discipline yourself, bro, you'd be surprised to see what you can do in 60 days, let alone 5 months. Junk is crazy, bro. And that's, it'd be amazing me because I know how possible and real that is. I've seen it within myself plenty of times, but it's like, I'm always type of person, bro, I want to go higher and higher. Like, okay, boom, I got to this level. Next time I do this, I want to get right here. Then I'll get right here. Like, it's like, you got to exceed your expectations every single time. You never want to meet your home standard. Like, I just want to exceed. You got to be excellent. You got to excel in everything that you're doing. And I just want to shock yourself, prove it to yourself. It's not even about no one else. You're the only one that can stop you. You're the only one that can stop. You're the only one that can stop you in the boxing. You're the only one that can stop you with a clothing brand, being a better filmer, learning more about YouTube. You're the only one that can stop you. No one should be and is in your way.
And so in the early days, like, it feels so painful because you're like, you look around to see who can help you, and then you're like, it's me again. I think that we are softer. And so the thing is that if you can barely decide to take any action at all and peel your eyes away from your phone for just a moment, it's so much easier to beat everyone else because most people are overweight, they're distracted, they're poor, they have so few skills because it has never been easier to start a business, to make money, to get in shape. It's just also never been easier to do nothing.
Anyway, no matter what anybody else says, you can hear the best speech, you can take the best program, you could go to the 12-hour seminar and jump around and say, hey, I'm a different person. It's always going to come down to the two things that it comes down to for everybody. One,
in order for you to go from one level to the next level, in order for any man to transit, listen to me, in order for any woman to transition, for any man to transition, the thing that they want must be greater than the thing they currently have.
I give you the map. You think you will do it? That it's difficult.
It's a discipline.
The discipline is the most difficult thing, not only in the sports, but in the life.
A lot of people are very, very, very ambitious with their words and very, very, very unambitious with their actions. And that's what ends up costing them everything that they want. So you never go up to someone and say, hey, what kind of house do you want to live in? And they say, I want a little piece. Everybody wants a nice house. Everybody wants a nice car. Everybody wants a nice life. So you can't expect all of these people's...
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown in the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF-FOR Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Words to line up with their actions. So you have to be able to see, is this person really living the message that they say they want? Are their goals really their goals, or are they full?
And people not understanding that your biggest enemy is you. My whole book is about you battling yourself. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else. It's you.
Your excuses will destroy you and take everything that you ever wanted from you if you let them.
I don't know. Nobody thought about it. Nobody cared about it. Because all I really cared about was when I looked in that fucking mirror, I saw a piece of shit. Happiness wasn't on the mirror at 16. Around 300 pounds. It wasn't like, oh,
I'm looking for happiness. No, I'm looking myself in the mirror and said, all right, motherfucker, you did it again today.
The only thing you do for success, there's no discount. It's sweat, it's blood, it's tears. There is no discount. You can't get 50% off. It's sweat, it's blood, it's tears. There are no shortcuts to success. Stop thinking they are. And stop wanting people to put you somewhere that you didn't earn. Because the day they leave, it's gone. But if you work for it, it's yours forever. I will fly first class forever. I will stay in certain type of hotels forever. Not because I'm big time. I pay for it.
And that discipline that you have at that moment, you win that fight. That's a big victory. And then that pattern will carry out throughout the day. Because once you're up, well, now that I'm up, I might as well go work out because I'm already up and I feel good that I got up out of bed and I won that battle. Let me go win another battle. I'm going to go get a gun. And then when you show up at the office and there's someone that's got a big box of donuts that they're giving away for free, by the way. So they're just sitting there. It's almost like an insult not to take them. But when you've already gotten up early, you had the discipline there. You already worked out. You had the discipline there. And now you see the box of donuts. You're like, no, I'm not going to eat the donuts. No donuts. You're not going to do it. And that discipline carries on throughout the day. So now you take that and you expand that out over a week and a month, and you end up with more discipline. And it starts with that simple act of getting up and getting out of bed in the morning.
He taught me, when you say yes, you turn someone else's problems into you.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Bro, what are you doing with your life, bro? What are you, like, I thought you said you want to be a great. I thought you said you want to be the best. But you don't act like you don't move like it. You wake up late. You sleep late. You don't study. You don't work out. You don't want this shit. And no one's going to feel sorry for you when you don't get it. That's your problem.
Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's moany.
Relationships, whatever, is discipline over motivation. Motivation's a small thing that can last 2 minutes or an hour. Motivation can come from listening to a song on your iPod. If you've got discipline, you're willing to do it every single day of your life. And knowing that it's going to take so long to do it, you just get up and do it. You don't even think about motivation.
But get real, you can't do that. You never work for any major corporation. Come on, let's be practical, be logical.
Every one of us was put here to do something special, and that special thing is to help one another in some way, shape, or form. And if you can just remember that and negotiate the price in advance, decide now that your will to win cannot be bought by any failure or any success. And now you've got a chance to do something special with your life. And once you've made that decision, just get ready, because here comes all the adversity. Just get ready, here comes all the setbacks, all the failures, all the rejection. It's part of it. So just like when it's happening to you, you shouldn't be going, oh my God, that's a sign it's not for me, or I should shift, or maybe I can only take so much, or I'm the guy, should I go into something I'm not cut out for? Just get ready, adversity, setbacks, rejection, certain things you'll reach, and they weren't as good as you thought when you'd get there. Right, there's all kinds of stuff that happens when you get there. Like, I thought it'd be better than this, right? All of it's there. It's all part of the journey. It's all part of the path. Just accept that and do something great with your life and stop acting like you don't know.
You have to become the kind of person that can push through the hard times. Most people can't do that. Most people cannot push through the challenging, the draining, the frustrating times that make everybody else quit. And every time you push through one of these barriers, you're leaving all of your competition behind and you're moving forward without that. And most people can't do that. So you have to build yourself into someone who has the discipline, the fortitude, the grit, the perseverance to push through the hard times, to become someone who is literally fucking incapable of quitting. Okay?
That's how you level up. I know there's a whole bunch of people. But that right there, that fires me up. That makes me fucking happy, what you just said. That brings joy to my life right there.
Why?
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak.
It might be April where you are, and you're expecting nice weather and shit, but it's 20 degrees. So, you might be somewhere where it's too fucking hot. So, you might have sore legs, sore back, sore shoulder. So, the struggle is real. It never gets any easier. You got to get harder. I was out yesterday getting after it. I had one of the best runs I've had in a long time. PR'd that. So, no one cares what you did yesterday. Well, my match is doing today. Those who take me literally. So, I'm a cheerleader for those who want to be better, not for those who want to stay the same. Stay home.
You have to eat the dream. You have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream. You got to touch. You have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to feel it when it's not tangible. You have to believe it when you cannot see it. You got to be possessed with the dream.
Because only then it's possible that the mind is free. The capacity is free, and now you can completely immerse into whatever you are doing. And this means you have arrived.
That's how I feel. No one's in my way, bro. I don't got no restriction. You know what I'm saying? It's me versus me. It's you versus you. Every time you go look yourself in the mirror when you get up out of bed, that's your competition. That's the only one who can fuck this all up.
But you have to do it. Probably yes, because your mental strength is coming from that moment that in a hard moment, you know you should do it. So, and I do it because after that, maybe in the beginning you feel hard to start, but after when you finish the gym or cold plunge or even the training, you will feel better.
If nothing changes, nothing changes. And yet, somehow we expect things to change. We expect things to change. You think you're going to get in better shape. You think you're going to get more money. You think your relationship is going to improve. You think you're going to get promoted. You think you're going to get a raise. You think the world is going to get better.
Listen to me. Once you realize who you are, you stop operating in desperation. You stop saying yes to stuff you ain't supposed to be saying yes to. And so here's my big problem with a lot of y'all is your belief system is off. Like everybody can see how sweet you are. People are commenting on you could do this and you could do that. And you're the only one that ain't caught up with it yet.
Let me teach you the real life. How real it is. The reason why you're a loser and the reason why you're not fucking making it and the reason why you're trying to go to all these. I go to all these fucking conventions. Speak up, John.
I don't sleep in. If I slept in, it's because I worked so hard the day before that I was tired and I couldn't get up at 3 o'clock. But best believe, by 4:15, I was up. I wasn't up late watching no movie. What do you need to motivate you? Are you not enough? Is your potential not enough? Is your greatness not enough?
The easiest thing in the world to do is to complain, blame, and quit and settle. That's the easiest thing in the world to do. But it takes real work to deconstruct and to reconstruct the thought process and the mindset of an individual when they're trying to change something. That's why I always say to people, what's more important, what we acquire or who we become?
On why you deserve your dream, on why you won't give up, what's going to make you unstoppable, why you must be unreasonable, because logical, practical thinking says you can't do it today. But if you want to produce unreasonable results in your life, like living your dream and taking charge of your destiny, you've got to be an unreasonable person. You've got to be an uncommon person. So write down the reasons of why you're here.
The reality that you're currently living is actually the byproduct of somebody else that made choices for you, which happens to be a past version of you many months ago, right? Or even years ago. And you don't have to accept that. So when it comes to changing your identity and who it is you are, you could actually change who you are right now. The thing is, though, is that you have to back it up with those actions. And that's what's going to change the reality 30, 60, 90 days from now, or a year from now, or 2 years from now, or 5 years from now, however big the play is you're trying to run. And so like that's how I think about it. I think about it like if you want to be a different person, you can be a different person today. But you have to start having a different person behavior to produce the reality, and that takes time.
There's no way I'm not going to be successful because my motives are pure. There's nothing that can stop me because my motives are pure. And the purer your motives are, that you guarantee yourself success. When you're doing stuff for yourself, you can't guarantee it's going to blow up.
Small details in the end of the day will make the big difference, in my opinion. So as you say, and I will keep repeating, the consistency is the most difficult thing.
Just doing it every day.
Yes, every day.
Do you ever wake up and you're saying, I don't want to do it today?
I fight against my mind. Yes, sometimes it's happened. We are all human beings. We are not happy every day. We are, you know, not in a good mood every day. It's normal. It's part of us.
What do you do to overcome that?
You wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself?
Never give up. Never in your life give up. He drives it through the goddamn pain. Muscle through the pain. Muscle through the goddamn pain.
My first major goal was to buy my mother a home. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, what will reasons do, Les? Nietzsche said, if you know the why for doing, you can endure almost anyhow. What do you mean by that? If you know why you're doing something, when the hard times come and they're gonna come, when the disappointments and the rejections come and they're gonna come by the truckloads, your reasons will be your rod and staff to comfort you, to pick you up. Once again, I got a saying on one of my tapes, if life knocks you down, try and land on your back. Because if you can look up, you can get up. Let your reasons get you back up.
You're not going to be the best. You're not going to catch the best if you're not intentional and deliberate. And there are those of you in your space, and whatever you're trying to do, you don't even represent the best in your space. And you're still not giving 120. You're trying to catch the guy. You're trying to catch the female. That's the best. And you're waking up and giving me 70%. You're giving me 80%. But yeah, you have these dreams that you're going to be the best. How? Why do you keep crying? Why me, God? Why did I get MS? Why did I get cancer? Why did my mama die? Why did I get fired? Do you understand? Listen, you got through that. You got put through that because what that does, that tension produces greatness. Stop running from it and run to it. Stop telling me what you're going through. The greats go through, they get to it, they go through it. You saw my t-shirt, no alarm clock needed. My pad can wait for y'all. I got up at 3 o'clock this morning. No clock. I ain't used a clock in 20 years. My passion wakes me up. My drive wakes me up. My determination wakes me up. My ability to be, do, and have whatever I want, it wakes me up. What wakes you up? What drives you? Why are you playing this game? And the harder it is, the better.
Well, it's that time of year again. We start to feel real happy. Why? Because we're not going to work. If you believe in Santa Claus and you celebrate Christmas, you're looking forward to Santa Claus coming down the chimney, giving you some presents. It's a real good time of year. So in that good time of year, we start to feel real good about ourselves. So I start to feel great. So we start making promises to ourselves about, hey, I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to do better in school. I'm going to be better here, be better there. But guess what happens? The real merry fucking Christmas happens when all of that noise is gone. It's quiet. And it's you against you. And now all those endorphins are gone. And that promise you made about getting up early and getting after it to go lose weight, study harder, guess what? It's a lot fucking harder now. That repetition becomes a lot harder now. So a lot of us can't do things on our own. So find somebody in your life. So when you throw that towel in, they throw that motherfucker back at you and say you're not fucking done yet. Stay true to yourself, stay hard.
It's easier to quit. It's easier to succumb. It's easier to give in, but to go forward, that's tremendously difficult. You have to be bold to do that, to say, no, this is not where I'm going to be.
Most of you have not gotten started yet because you have not ripped. You're trying to get other people to invest in your stuff. You won't go for me. Create your own doggone go for me. Bet on you. Put all your money on you. Cause guess what? When you spending somebody else's money, it's easy to walk away from it. And I remember when I was putting in work and I wasn't getting the checks.
You're putting in work, and just because you can't see the results, you want to quit or give up. I ain't never quit. I ain't never give up. I ain't never give in. I just kept grinding. You're putting in the work, and the only reason you pissed, the only reason you quitting is not because you want to quit, because you keep looking up and you saying we three in. Who cares what you are? If you keep going, you're going to break through. The only people that don't break through are the people who scoreboard watch.
Because the man or woman that's willing to get up every single day and go to the gym and get their exercise routine dialed in, even if and even when it's cold, it's raining, it's too hot, it's windy, the car broke down, I don't feel like it, the kids are crying, my neck hurts, I didn't sleep well, I had nightmares, I didn't sleep long enough, I overate, I underate.
See, what Mike Tyson did was, Mike Tyson won before he fought. You don't win a fight when you fight. You win, if you a beast, you win the fight before the fight. Soon as they hit the bell, Mike came out, boom, boom, boom. Over, done.
Do more. If I said you obsession, what's that mean to you?
It means wanting to succeed as bad as I want to breathe. You know what I'm saying? It's like, whatever it is I say I want it like air. You know, and air is one of those things that, you know, because people always say, well, why you say air? Like, why you even say, because you go without that for a few seconds, my friend, it's a wrap. It's done. So there are people who want stuff, but you kind of want it. Well, you want it bad, but you don't want it as bad as you want to breathe. So to me, obsession is wanting something so bad that, you know, I go to bed with it. I wake up to it. I make whatever sacrifice. I grind. Like, it's like I can't live without it.
You're going to need some energy. You're going to need something that's so powerful. Now, for me, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. For me, it's church. For me, it's my devotional life. But you're going to need something when real life happens. You're going to need some energy that can get you going and get you through this. See, you don't become number one in your business without going through some trials and some tribulations. You don't come number one without going through some stuff.
If the opportunity is there to have an accountability partner, get accounted for. But whatever you do, wake up every single day and know that you should work as if everything depends on you, and you should pray as if everything depends on God.
You believe that every person has the ability to choose the right path, the spiritually enlightened path.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's not easy. It can be tremendously difficult.
I want to be pampered for the rest of my life. No one cares. I want a nice car. Who cares? I want to have a house in the corner lot. Want has zero weight behind it. Starts with the same letter, same amount of words, four letters, same amount of letters, four. One has power, the other has no power.
And there are those of you were this close, but you compromised. You let your feelings get the best of you. You compromised. You compromised. You let your anger make you say something that you didn't really want to say. You let the fact that you was lonely, you got lonely, you did stuff that you know you probably wouldn't do. Some of you have sold your greatness and your destiny for a couple dollars. And you let a little pain stop you from your dream. Girl, you was there. You was running your business. You were there. And your mama didn't like the fact that you was doing it. Your mama didn't understand. And you let your mama in your ear. Like it was your mama's dream. You let your daddy talk you out of it. Get up. Act like you playing basketball. Act like you playing football. Compete. That's what bothers me. Many of y'all are not competing. I need effort. Compete. Go to class. I just left for school telling these kids, act like you playing football. Go in that doggone classroom. Compete. Many of you have lost your competitive edge. Get your competitive edge back. I'm not against no other motivational speaker. I'm just competitive.
Even if all those things, you're still willing to go to the gym and do it, that builds some high level of fucking discipline.
The fact that it is painful is the reason that it's working.
The purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us. Because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. There may be another purpose, like being a SEAL or going to college or whatever, but the main purpose in life is you.
And I'm saying to you,
What if all of us took that attitude after we face a rejection and a no, or we have a meeting and no one shows up, or somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through? What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
You got to get to a point where you are so locked in, you are so centered, that you don't hear anything around you. All you hear is the dream saying, let's go, E.T., E.T., let's go, E.T., come on, one more class, E.T., one more embarrassment, E.T., one more hour, E.T., push, E.T., push, E.T., push. God, I can't do it no more. You were homeless, son. I had you in the abandoned buildings. You remember you got out? I need you to use this right now for school. What you don't realize is that all the hell you're going through in the process is preparing you to make the dream become a reality.